Protesters continue to camp out at Columbia University. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. There are calls for the university president to step down with a spread of anti-Semitism on campus and ongoing protests against Israel growing. Universities in the U.S. reacting differently to the ongoing or emerging anti-Israel protests.
Demonstrators, often taking a pro-Palestinian or anti-Semitic bent, have been present on U.S. campuses for more than a week, forming encampments in public spaces from Harvard, Yale, UPenn, and notably Columbia University, where the school's president continues to be criticized for a lack of action in ending the protests, where people in Hamas-style garb are blocking or threatening Jews on campus. Meanwhile, the University of Texas at Austin is suspending the campus Palestine Solidarity Committee after disrupting a growing encampment. Police outside Atlanta hauled protesters off the campus at Emory University. And the University of Florida is threatening to prosecute anyone engaged in prohibited activities. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Tornadoes in the Midwest, collapsing buildings with dozens of people inside while destroying and damaging hundreds of homes. The bad weather sticking around.
Tornadoes causing catastrophic damage in the plains with more severe storms expected over the weekend. A twister in suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses. There are reports of injuries, but no deaths. Homes also suffering heavy damage 30 miles away in Minden, Iowa. The National Weather Service is also issuing tornado watches for Saturday across parts of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Fox's Chanley Painter. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office reporting the collapse of a large manufacturing facility with 70 workers inside, all rescued by first responders. Three employees were treated for injuries. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congressional Republicans are critical of President Biden over his refusal to renew the Trump tax cuts. Fox Business's Grady Trimble is in Washington, D.C.
At stake in the November election, your tax dollars, with some provisions in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act set to expire at the end of next year, House Republicans say they should stay in place. Tax Subcommittee Chair Mike Kelly and Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith are creating 10 tax teams to take a look at the impact of the cuts ending, with groups of lawmakers focusing on manufacturing, Main Street and rural America, supply chains, and more.
The Biden administration proposing a nearly 45% hike on capital gains tax. President Biden saying the rich can, quote, do very well while paying their fair share. Tonight is the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The headliner, President Biden. Fox's Jared Halpern with a preview.
The annual event brings together journalists, politicians, and Hollywood stars and awards the work of White House reporters and raises scholarship funds for student journalists. Tonight's dinner will feature Saturday Night Live Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost. President Biden will attend and, as is tradition, roast the press corps and other Washington officials. Since 1924, every president since Calvin Coolidge has attended the dinner at least once, with the exception of former President Trump. President Biden has attended every year he's been in office, except 2021. The dinner was canceled that year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden indicating he's willing to debate former President Trump. The president's comment coming during an interview with radio host Howard Stern on Sirius XM. Stern asking the president if he would participate in debates against Trump. The former president saying he's ready and also questioning Biden's willingness to hold and participate in a debate. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.